I'm sure glad to be back into the service again tonight. Grateful to the Lord for what He has helped us to feel in these meetings. You know, God is so good. You travel many, many miles, and God just know what His people is standing in need of in every area that we are. I never ever said to Brother Decker, well, I think you should preach on this or you should preach on that. And when he preached, it just seems to be what God knows that we have needed over there. And I'm just trusting that the Lord will take our little and make it much and would prove to be a blessing to you all here. I've been blessed many times by your pastor's visit to us over in the islands, and I just trust that we could be a little reciprocal in these meetings, because he has really been of a tremendous help to us. So without any further ado tonight, we'd like you to take up your Bibles and let's go over to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 11, beginning to read at verse 10. Numbers 11 and verse 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? Wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all of this people upon me? Have I conceived all of this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all of this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all of this alone, because it is too heavy for me. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down, and I will talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself. Amen. I have a companion scripture over here in 1 Corinthians, chapter 10 and verses 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. I would like to speak tonight concerning, or with a topic, tempered for the test. Tempered for the test. You see, many times in this life, as Christians, We have to face a lot of tests, a lot of trials, a lot of problems sometimes as we live for the Lord in this life. But as we read these scriptures, as we think about the statements that was made by none other than the great Moses, one of the greatest leaders, I believe, that the world has ever known. One that God trusted to take his people from bondage to freedom. But yet we see Moses in this particular scripture crying out because of the weight load that is upon him. Father, a master, a God, if you're going to expect me to bear this burden of taking these people all the way across to the other side, he says, I'm asking you, save me the disgrace, the wretchedness of seeing my own failure. Kill me, I pray. You ever prayed a prayer like that? Moses was asking the Lord to take him out of this land, take him out of this life, because the burden that he was carrying, he was called to carry, was too heavy for him. Many times we feel, I've felt it on several occasions, that the load that I was called to carry, the things I was called to bear, was too heavy for me. And I believe that every one of us at times feel like that, leader or non-leader, feel at times as serving God because we're doing a good thing. Everything should just run smoothly. But it doesn't work like that. So here is a real stalwart, seasoned leader, one that God has great confidence in, one that God talks to face or mouth to mouth. The 12th chapter will tell us that. God trusted Moses. Moses had great favor with God. But yet, here he is in a position that he is saying, I'm not able to bear this load. This is too great for me. And why I read the companion scripture is because many times, just like Moses, we feel like this is beyond. We should never be expected to bear such things. But God is a great God. I thought of the song the quartet just sung before the last song, how by all of the miracles that we have seen, all of the things that God have done should convince us that he is able. He asked Abraham when he was 99 and he told him that Sarah was going to have a child. He was going to be a father at 100 years of age. He said, is there anything too hard for me? But yet we say we serve in God. Yet we say we trust in God. And yet the questions are there. You know, the question is there anything too hard for me? But yet, many times we see people quit. People back out. People fall out by the way because they feel that the load is too heavy for them. Sometimes it's young people, they feel, well, it's no way that God could keep me through a situation like this. It's no way, and nobody's expecting me to survive this. Oh, yes, we are. God is a great God. So tonight, the Apostle Paul says in this 1 Corinthians, he says that all of these things, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. And that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above or beyond that which ye are able, but with the very temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I believe tonight we are tempered for the test. I believe that we have what we need to withstand every onslaught, every attack, every lie, every deception of Satan. We have what it takes because we are tempered for the test. We have God's own word upon it to back it up. He says he will not allow you to be tempted. Satan, you cannot take this brother beyond this point. God is, Paul said he was the wise master builder. He spoke these words on God's behalf. But God himself is such a great and an awesome God that when man, he put the knowledge in man. I don't know how heavy this roof is. And with the inches of snow that will pile upon it. But I'm sure building a building like this in this area, Brother Decker, I'm pretty sure your engineer calculated for a couple inches of snow too. How silly it would be to put the roof on. Don't calculate for the snow. It would be very, very silly to say the least. So the engineer, as those walls are being constructed, since the walls are going up before the roof go on, and they double check, and they double check that the building, the structure, can take the weight load of even additional inches of snow. I don't think it would feel so good with a storm pending in the side of a building where it hasn't been tested. And we trust man. Man say it can bear it. And we trust man. And we come in here so relaxed. We don't even think that this roof could fall because man says, I've calculated it. The rebars are the right size to bear the weight. And I said, how dare us underestimate the power of Almighty God and the care that he have for his people, that he would put us here where a devil have access to us. Because the Bible said that when the children of God, are in the day of Job, he said when the children of God went to present themselves, the devil came also. The devil had that access. And I'm here to tell you, he can't go further than God allows him. But he comes around all the time testing. And it's only through God saying, I will not allow you to be tempted above or beyond that you're able to bear. So I'm just saying this now. Forget it about backsliding. There is no need to backslide. God have you covered. You are tempered for the test. Amen. You don't have to backslide. You don't have to turn back. All you need to do is put your faith and confidence in God and trust him through the test and the trial, because God has constructed you. He tempered you. He put everything in you that you need to defy every test and onslaught of the enemy. It's there. It's right there. And God has to sometimes reassure us. You know, here, such a great man, wishing that he would be, that God would just do him a favor and kill him. He actually prayed that. No, Lord, don't do that. Sometimes I think about your pastor, and I send up a little prayer. He has a heavy burden. But Brother Decker, you can bear it. God has put in you, brother, what you need to bear it. Young people, all of you, I don't care, middle age, you got what it need. You need to really bear it. God made us. Amen. You know, God didn't say that he wouldn't allow us to be tempted beyond of a comfort. He didn't say that. Everyone, the Bible said Jesus was in all points tempted just like we are, yet without sin. So every one of us are going to face some temptation. Your job and my job is to see that we don't enter into them. But they're going to come. They're going to be some temptations that is going to come to us. Because if the devil tempted Jesus, how could we expect to be exempt from temptation? We are going to be tempted. We are going to. But the one thing that we need to remember, always to remember, is that as the psalmist said in Psalm 103, it is God that hath made us. It is God that hath made us and not we ourselves. We don't know all that we can take, you know. But God does. Oh, I'm so grateful that somebody got my back. Somebody got me covered. Somebody is looking out for me. And I'm telling you, yes, sometime the test comes. Oh, the test come and it pulls tears out of your eyes. And you have to really resist the urge to quit. But then if you remember that God got you covered and he not going to allow you to be tempted above that you are able, then you know, I can bear this. I'm tempered for this test too. Amen. I'm designed to bear things. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to remember that. It was God that made us. He made sure, just like the architect, God is so faithful. Have you ever heard anybody going through what Job went through? Did Job fail God? Did God fail Job? But so why nobody else goes through losing 10 children, all their wealth, in one day, and in the next they lose his health too? Why does nobody else have, why haven't that happened to anybody else? Because God knew what was in Job. God knew that Job could bear that, and God allowed Satan to give him his worst, and Job's, the Bible says, he sinned not or charged God foolishly. God knows what's in us. God knows what's in us. And we need to learn to trust him. When the test comes, You can just look at the test and say, and look at maybe someone close around, if there's anybody around, because sometimes you're by yourself, all except God. But you can just say, in the face of it all, I got grace for this. I'm tempered for this. I'm not going to break under this. I'm not going to bend under this. Hallelujah. Tempered for the test. Amen. So it's God that made us and not we ourselves. He knows what's in man. He knows exactly every brother. Some people. I know there was a sister down there in Honduras that between one convention and the other, which is annual, in 1 year she lost 3 sons under the age of 25 to tragic circumstances. And I'm telling you, my heart went out for this sister. This was a sister that when she sang, she would draw the whole crowd to an altar. God so blessed and anointed her singing. And she was struck with those 3 calamities in 1 year, the space of 1 year. And when I got there, I thought I would have seen her in a black dress and mooning in one corner. And a song struck up and God moved her soul. And next thing I know, she was up in top of a bench, waving her hands and shouting, glory to God. She was tempered for the test. Brethren, will anything that comes our way, it's because God knows we can bear it. We got it in writing. You can go back to him and say, but Lord, you said that you ain't gonna allow me to be tempted, so I'm just waiting for my release and I'm tempered for the test. I'm just waiting for you, for the devil to get through with this, for you to allow the devil to go as far as he can go. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's just, sometimes we do things because we're not properly informed. When you're informed properly, you can make informed, you know, decisions. You can note these things. So when we have meetings, I don't care who it is preaching. It's not the preacher as much as is the Word of God. The Word of God, I'm telling you, it's the Word of God that is going to abide forever. Amen. Amen. So we hinge our thoughts on the Word of God. We have it in writing and we can hold God to His Word. So we're not going under because God say we're not. The devil wants you to believe that you're going under, but you could tell him no. You have what it takes. You're tempered for the test. And John 2 and 24 and 25, Jesus, the Bible says, but Jesus did not commit himself. There was a situation. And he says, Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. The Bible tells us that we are to know them that labor among us. You think God don't know his servants? 2 Timothy 2 and 19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. So he knows what you got. He knows if I put one more pound, it's going to cave in. So he keep that pound back. Brethren, no matter how dark the situation is, no matter how it just seems like you're not getting an answer to a prayer, just hang in there. You are tempered for that test. Amen. You can bear it. The devil can't put so much load on that you're not going to bear it because he can't put on more than God will love him. Because God knows. You see, like, you see certain scales, you see certain things, and then elevators, they give you a pound limit. certain things give you pound limits because it's tested to bear 2,500 pounds. 300 pounds may break it down as well. You may get away with it once or twice. But if it break under 25 pounds, you can sue the company. So they test it, no doubt, for 3,500, but they put 2,500 there to save face. So if it break under 2,500, you got a strong case. Amen. So God knows if you would break under 2,500 pounds, he's not going to cross 2,499. God is, oh, you must say, Lord, I can't take another day. Do you listen to Moses' word? Moses was ready to cash it in. Just take me out, Lord. Take me out right now. You can get like that in this life. Sometime we feel we're at our wit's end. We don't know just what to do, but do anything else but break. Pray, fast, weep, sleep, anything, but you can't break. God say you can't do it. So when the devil try to tell you you can't take anymore, tell him he's a liar. God say you can take, you got what it takes, you are tempered for the test, and he just can't. You see, we can get faced with the devil, you know. We're not supposed to go out there and play the fool. We're not even supposed to tempt God. Sometimes you can do things to tempt God. But we need to be sensible, but we need to have enough grace and faith to believe that what God said, that's what made Abraham so outstanding with God. Over there in the fourth chapter of Romans, he said that what propelled him was that he believed that whatever God had promised, he was able to perform. And if we really can believe that God got us so covered, got us so tempered, oh, I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. It's time that we grow up and trust this God. God is so great. Amen. So it's not us that made ourselves. He knows what's in man. Psalm 139, verse 14. The psalmist says, for we, or I, am wonderfully and fearfully made. I am tempered to where I can bear something. I can take some test. I can hang in there even when it looks like I should let go. Even maybe after others have let go, you can hang in there because you are tempered for the test. Amen. So in all of our dealings, we need to realize that God had got us covered. He knows how much testing, he knows what you have been tested for. You want to catch a 100-pound fish? You don't want to go out there with a 25-pound test. You don't want to do that. I mean, if you hooks up with a 100-pound fish on a 25-pound test, more than likely, you're going to lose that fish. It's going to stop. The line have not been tested for 100 pounds. But when we know that God has promised us, I tell you, it really gave me encouragement. I say, well, Lord, I know I'm going to have a fight still, but I know I'm going to win. Amen. I'm tempered for the test. Amen. So the faithful God knows your ability. In testing times is when you learn, I learn what we can take. It's the testing time that makes us to know what we can take. It's not for God to know what you can take. He already knows what you can take. He has tempered you to take so much. And if you can go sleep tonight, if you can grasp the concept of this in this service, I believe it will make you sleep better. That the devil can't, he can't put a temptation on you so great that God not able to make it, make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. As we said earlier, what James says, let no man say when he is tempted that he is tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. I'm telling you, God not covering you for that. If you go into, enter into this temptation, you trade in on thin ice. He said, every man is drawn away when he is tempted. Every man, let no man say when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, but every man is tempted and drawn when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's how it's happened. Remember the story of Samson? How he just kept flirting and getting a little bit closer to the truth and a little bit closer to stepping off the edge. There was none of them that could handle Samson as long as he stayed in the will of God. You go flirting with sin, you enter into temptation, you're on your own. You're on your own. But if the devil is bringing it to you, he bring it to you, God say, I will make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Amen. So as the engineer designs the construct to bear a certain amount of weight, God knows our strength. God knows our will. God knows our tenacity. He knows all of this. God knows what you can bear. That's why when Paul came and he says, three times the Bible tells us, Paul asks God to remove the thorn in his flesh. Why did God not move the thorn? He don't tell us what that thorn was. But he did tell us what he said. He said, the thorn in your flesh, I'm not going to move it. I remember preaching one time, what do you do when God says no? That's another message. But Paul was pleading for three times, please. And Paul was not the begging kind. Paul was a man, I'm telling you, when over there in 2 Corinthians, when he started to outline the things that he had endured and he had put up with, this was a real man of God. God allowed the devil, to take him down into the ocean. He took him, he put him everywhere, he put him in prison, and everywhere that Paul ended up, it was either was riot or revival. But Paul kept coming out. The only place he didn't walk away from was Nero's chopping block. But he left the testimony just before he went there. He said, I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. He says, so henceforth, or because of this, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not for me only, but for everyone that love his appearing. So three times, this great man of God that had suffered whippings, beatings, he said, twice they beat me with rods, and so much times. And you go over there and read in the second chapter of, or Second Corinthians, it's there actually, chapter 11, 22 to 28. You will read the story of the things that Paul endured. And I wonder, why didn't God grant this brother the little favor of removing this thorn in the flesh? But you see, God had a purpose. Sometime when you have done well for a while, the devil starts to play with your head. And Paul, he said, lest he was exalted above measure, God put this thorn in his flesh. God has not, he knows what we can take. If a little bit too much exaltation got swell over head, he give you a thorn in the flesh. Make you speak good one time and fall flat on your face the next time. He just knows how to break your ego. So Paul was exalted. I mean, this man wrote the Bible. About half of the New Testament, 14 books to be exact. And then, I mean, this man really done exploits for God. But he said, lest he would be exalted. You mean God couldn't trust Paul not to be exalted? God says, lest he become exalted. He knew what Paul could take. So he put this obstacle there, and he would not remove this obstacle. All of his pleading. Hallelujah. Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Yeah, but Lord, I could be a better Christian. I could be even a greater witness if you would just remove this thorn from my flesh. No. My grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient for every one of us. He knows what we can take, and he knows what we can't take. Young people, you're coward. Not coward. You're not a coward then. But you're covered. Someone got your back. You're never alone. Don't ever feel, even if you go to school and it's only you and saved, you still got what it takes. You're tempered for the test. My wife tells me about her school days. She got saved when she was 12, and she went on through high school and everything serving God. And there used to be a problem when she decided, you know, that she couldn't wear the PE shorts like the other girls. The teacher said, you got to take that skirt off. She said she had unsaved friends that would stand up and say, leave this girl alone. She's a Christian. And after a while, the teachers backed off. So God knows he knows what we can take. He knows how much teasing you can take. He knows even how much bullying you can take. He knows exactly. So whatever comes your way, you can bear it with the help of God. Amen. Oh, yes, sometimes people will try to bully you. And I'm not saying that you got to just sit around and let people just bully you. But God knows how much of it you can take. Don't you? Like some people say, well, they committed suicide because they was being bullied. Christians don't do that. God got us tempered for the test. Amen. We're not going to commit no suicide over anything. Suicide is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. Amen. Don't opt out to that. None of you. Saint nor sinner. God knows exactly what we need, what we can take. We have been designed to bear things. God has promised that he would make a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. But just going back in conclusion, and we want to go on back over to where we started out tonight. Moses felt so very bad. He had run out of options to the extent that he wanted God to kill him. And I took note of what God actually said and what God done. It convinced me that the devil only wants us to feel like we're at the end of the line. With God, there's always options. So the Bible says that God called these 70 men together with Moses. Moses gathered them together. He gathered those that he knew among the people to be leaders. And he brought them to Jesus, to God. Amen. And I will come down, he said, and I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not alone. Dropping down to verse 25, the Bible says, and the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the Spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. This was a man that had reached his wit's end. He had no more option, so he thought. And God never done anything new or different. All he said, make me show you, Moses. Make me show you something. And he took the Spirit from Moses and shared it among 70 more men. And they so were full of the Spirit that they prophesied. Moses had a lot more that he could bear, but he just didn't know it. God never said he added anymore. He took some of the Spirit from Moses, shared it up among 70 men, and it was too much for them. And Moses had all of that in him and was saying, Lord, kill me. So when the devil wants to make you feel like you don't have an option, this is the end of the road, remember Moses. God took the Spirit from him, some of his Spirit, because Moses was still filled with the Spirit. Moses still had it. Moses still did exploits for God, but he had 70 men now that was actually helping him, because God has shared up the Spirit that was upon him, of what had put into him. I wouldn't even say diluted it down, because it was not diluted. It was so strong. It was so much that he had rammed into Moses for that great task that Moses had no reason to feel like God should kill him. But sometime the devil will get us to feel like that, brethren. But remember, you are tempered for the test. You are able to bear it. If God allows it to come your way, it's only because he has first tempered your body, your spirit, your mind, your being, that you will know as it comes to you, I'm able to bear this. I have been tempered for the test. May God help us. You know, if when we leave this meeting, we can leave people determined to serve God, determined that I'm not going to backslide, I'm not going to give up or give in, this meeting would have been a real blessing. Young people, middle-aged, old, fellow ministers, let's be determined that whatever comes our way, God knows what He has put in us. He has promised, I'm not going to give you more than you are able to bear. I'm not going to put a greater load on you than I've tempered you to bear. That's very assuring to me, at least. May God bless you tonight. You are tempered for the test. Remember that. Once it comes your way, like Job, God knew he could bear it. Like Paul, God knew Paul could bear it. And every one of those Bible characters, God knew Daniel had what it took to go into a den of lions and spend a night and come out sound and whole with the help of God. He was determined whether he perished or not, he was not going to stop praying. We need to realize that. But I'm trusting that these few simple words will be a source of encouragement to you in your testing times. You are tempered for the test. God bless you all.